Thank you for coming. I know you didn't have to, and to be honest, I really didn't think you would. So good to see you. I'm not bullshitting you, I'm being honest. But I don't blame you. I know. When we broke up, it was messy, and you have every right. I wouldn't be surprised if you just told me to fuck off. But there's stuff I need to tell you, stuff you need to know. So good to see you. I've missed you so much. I have. I never cheated on you. I didn't. I wouldn't. I couldn't cheat on you. You're the love of my life. I'm not talking shit. I'm crazy about you. I'm just. Please. I know in your eyes I have no right to ask anything of you, but please. Just. Please. If our relationship meant anything to you. Yes, I know saying that's not fair, but it's all I got. And I'm desperate right now. I'm really. Oh, I'm not trying to manipulate. I know how it seems. I know how it looks, but we got tricked. We got mullet. We. We got manipulated and. I'm not making it up. It was Emma. Everything. It was all. She's already made a move on you, hasn't she? Of course she has. That was her plan all along. To sow bitter seeds. To make you think I was cheating on you and then. Moving in. She is like that. And I completely understand. She's in love with you. You can be so oblivious. She is in love with you. The way she looks at you. The way she was always jealous when we were together. I don't know when she decided to do it. I don't know. All I know is that she was clever and sneaky and I didn't see it coming. I had no idea. If I had, I would have done something. I would have moved heaven and earth. Because not being with you, having you hate me, this is hell. This is. Just give me a second. I'm sorry. I didn't realize at first. After we broke up, I shut down. I was barely functioning. And Emma was there, given me advice to give you space, give you time to think it over. Of course, she didn't want me anywhere near you. Because if we actually had talked, maybe we would have joined the dots. She had an agenda, and that agenda was you. Being with you. And while I completely understand, I fucking hate her. Want to kill her, just... Yes, it was me that gave her the black eye. What did she tell you? She walked into a door. She walked into my fist. Several times. If she had nothing to hide, why didn't she tell you? I mean, she hasn't exactly been singing my praises. Just as I thought, she's been lying, painting me as some cheating whore. And she's been doing that for a long time. My new job, taking up all of my time. What did she tell you? I was flirting, dating, fucking around on you. She mentioned it. Oh. Darling, you are so sweet. You always think the best of people, but I know that we weren't in a great place. I was spending all my time at work. I was stressed. I was snappy. We barely saw each other. And Emma was lying in wait. I thought she was my best friend, and I told her everything. I told her that we were arguing. And she told you. What did she say? Charlie? How close I was to Charlie. And how did she describe Charlie? 6 foot, blonde, gorgeous. But I bet she didn't mention that Charlie was super, super married with 4 kids. Oh, she failed to mention that. Of course she did. She just snuck in. She saw the cracks and just took advantage. I'm not innocent. I got caught up. I didn't fight. I was stupid and stubborn. You made accusations, and I could have just talked to you. But I was so angry that you could say that you could have doubts, but it's understandable, I mean. It was like we were living 2 different lives. Like we were strangers sometimes. I just wanted everything to be perfect. And Emma was there. She was a friend, and I trusted her. You trusted her. She was there for all the things that I couldn't be there for. Sneaky little bitch. I thought in the back of my mind, I thought that she was being too friendly. She was so eager. But I just brushed it off because it was Emma. But then other people began to... No one said anything out loud, Not really, but they hinted. And after we broke up, those hints, well, they became more and more blatant. All the lies she told. I saw texts that she had sent other people, just fueling the doubt, the discontent. And then, I got drunk one night and I just mapped it all out. All of the coincidences, all of the helpful, helpful moments. She'd blocked me everywhere. I hadn't noticed because I was giving you space and... I called her. Different number, she didn't know it was me, and I confronted her. She hung up, but then I started blasting her on social media. Everywhere, and... She admitted it because she is arrogant and stupid. She was so, so happy with herself. She told me what she did with glee, wrote it in explicit detail. Those people dropping hints, they knew. They didn't help her, but they didn't hinder her. Apparently they thought that we would never break up. But you know, a little bit of drama makes it interesting. I know this is hard to believe. I know that you don't fully believe me, but you can see you're beginning to have doubts about her. So, here's my phone. Access to all of our messages. Messages from other people. I don't expect you to believe me, but to try. So look for it. The code's your birthday. Go for all the messages, speak to her, speak to them. Make your own decision. But know that I would never, ever cheat. I couldn't cheat. And yes, I was shit. I was a shit girlfriend. But I would never do that to you. I would never betray you. I wish I wasn't so... I'm not going to cry, I'm not... I spent the last month crying. Aching to talk to you, to reach out, but I was giving you space. I was giving Emma space to operate, to maneuver, to... Look, I have to go. It's not work. It doesn't matter. It's just... This is breaking my heart. Because I know you don't believe me, and I understand because on the evidence, on the face of it, I am a cheating whore. But speak to her. Show her the messages, speak to them, make up your own mind. I know that it was really ugly. I know that it could be the case that we're broken beyond repair. But know that I love you. I adore you. You are my everything, and life without you is no life at all. And I do want you, us, everything back, but I know it won't be easy. And I know I need you to trust me again. So, speak to her. And call me. You'll have to call me on my landline though, because, yes, you have my phone. You look good. You look amazing. You look tired. You haven't been sleeping. You miss me. Is it wrong that that actually makes me happy? In a weird way. I don't know. I thought you were just over me, moving on. How could you get over the love of your life? Go through the phone. I really got to go because this I'm about to fall apart. No. If you touch me, if you hold me, I'm... Understand. I need you to know the truth before. It's before anything. I just need you to know. I'll go. I love you.